I can see those the big box of popcorn just dancing across across the way. That means it's time to check in with Stephanie Curtis, our movie maven, and today we're talking all about the Oscars.
They are this Sunday. Are you excited?
Stephanie, never mind. Stephanie, never mind. Every week you come in here and you're like, have you guys ever seen this? And Sean and I are always like, no.
I'm excited about the Oscars. Nice. I'm excited about the Oscars controversy, like this Oscars so white and all this stuff. But I don't know if I'm actually excited about the Oscars,
I think it's going to be interesting this time because of that. Because all these poor white people but who will win something and it's not, you know, like, and it doesn't feel like Hollywood is a fair competition, and that other people didn't get a shot at making a movie, let alone getting it nominated. I can't wait. I'm kind of interested to see what people will say. I'm interested to see what Chris Rock is hosting.
Mm-hmm. He said he changed all of his original ideas of what he was going
to
say.
He kind of had to. I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. And then in the end, though, like I liked Spotlight. I liked The Big Short a lot. And I like The Revenant okay, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to the Best Picture nomination and who wins it. I am actually interested.
Do you have a guess?
I think it's going to be The Big Short. Ewan, my Cube Critic partner, thinks it's going to be The Revenant. I hope it's not The Revenant. That wasn't as good as The Big Short. It just didn't all come together. It was beautiful to look at, but it didn't all come together.
Who do you think's going to take, like, best actor? Is it going to be Leonardo DiCaprio? Is this finally his year?
I think it's going to be Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't think this is a bad one. I think he was really great in The Revenant. There's so much that he had to carry. And even though I never forgot it was Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm like, look at Leonardo DiCaprio grunting and crawling across the wilderness. I think he was, I still found his performance moving and gripping, and I'm totally fine with that, with him winning. It'll be nice to see him win. He'll be so happy.
He'll probably say something about the world. Cleaning up the world.
He will. He's just so environmentally correct. He just wants to clean up the world. It'll be nice.
You have a Leonardo DiCaprio smile on right now.
Do
just
I?
Thinking like, about little Leonardo.
Leo trying to save everybody. And then, you know, what often drives me crazy is that for the best actress category, they often give it to young women, ingenues. And so you see Gwyneth Paltrow up there at age, 24 for that Shakespeare in Love performance, which was nothing. And so they're probably doing it again this year. They're giving it to Brie Larson, who's in her 20s. And I don't care. This time, I feel like she really deserves it.
Okay.
Yeah, she was astonishing because this isn't the usual, she plays Ma in the movie Room, and I'll ask you, did you guys see it? And you're both going to say no.
No.
We've got the producer over here saying yes, she did. And she plays this character, Ma, a young woman who had been kidnapped and being held hostage for years by a terrible man. And he rapes her, and she has a child, and then that is what keeps her going, is taking care of her child. And the performance this woman gives is absolutely incredible. And so even though they're once again probably going to give it to some 20-year-old pretty blonde lady, I don't care. She was fantastic. I thought Brie Larson was amazing.
Now, a lot of times what we see on the Oscars is also people talking too long and the house music starts going and they get cut off.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a little less of this because of this new technological innovation?
I love that they're having the thank you. People can write up their thank yous and they'll scroll along the bottom of the screen. And, you know, I don't mind when people say, you know, my partner, my husband helped me get here. Thanks to my family, or when they wave goodnight to their kids or whatever. It's when they say, I'd like to thank Lenny, my business manager, and Larry, my lawyer. I'm like, what's the difference? And then they'll thank their manager. I'm like, what's the difference between a manager and a business manager? It's so boring. You have one of the biggest TV audiences. People around the globe are actually watching you right now. And you're thanking people who negotiate your salary or get you liability insurance? Say something. You know, grab the spotlight and make a statement about art or life or, I don't know, like anything. Anything would be interesting. Say, talk about Kanye. It'd be more interesting.
I want to see if anybody does like a senior yearbook prank where what they actually write out that's going to scroll, if you like read it backwards, is actually like a swear word or something. Just pull a total prank on the thank yous. That's what I got my fingers crossed.
DC will come to. I'm never nominating you for an Oscar
because
is not appropriate. Sean.
You're safe because I will never do anything Oscar worthy.
Well, Stephanie, are you going to be following along this year, doing some live tweeting?
Yes, I'll be live tweeting at Steph Curtis, and Ewan will be live tweeting. I'm forcing him to watch the Oscars at Ewan Care.
Well, this will be cool. I guess, you know, even though Sean and I saw basically none of the movies. We know nothing about any of these.
It's going to be an interesting show this year.
Yeah, well, we'll pay attention. And like we said, go over to thecurrent.org, follow Stephanie Curtis, see her thoughts. Hopefully Leo will win so she can have her Leo smile on her face.
That's right. Good for Leo.
Thanks so much, Stephanie.
You're welcome.